into fake pills. Smells like big crime.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Republicans locked in a marathon session as they try to pass a massive mega bill for President Trump's domestic agenda. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Right, it's voting on a series of amendments that Democrats are putting forward to try to change this legislation that will be unsuccessful, and some amendments that Republicans are putting forward to cut even more, like a Rick Scott proposed amendment to enact further cuts onto Medicaid. Unclear if he's got the support in his own ranks among Senate Republicans to get that over the goal line.
State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce today says 16 flights have departed Israel with over 650 U.S. citizens since the Israel-Iran conflict escalated. In northern Idaho, officials identified the gunman who shot and killed, they say, two firefighters and injured a third. Police say Wes Rowley started that brush fire to lure firefighters to the scene, and police say they located the gunman on a nearby ridge and say that he died. Stocks ended up, adding to gains from last week. This is ABC News. Just over a month after receiving a pardon from President Trump and walking out of federal prison, reality couple Todd and Julie Chrisley spoke about their conviction on fraud and tax evasion and also their time in lockup with ABC's Juju Chang.
Federal prosecutors allege the couple swindled at least $30 million from community banks between 2007 and 2012.
Did you really drive a forklift?
I did. I absolutely did. I stayed busy every day.
Your wife is driving forklifts and
but she's always been different than me. I mean, like, you put me in federal prison, I'm not working for you. I'm not giving you no free labor. I'm not doing any of that.
They were in the midst of serving 12 and 7-year sentences before receiving a controversial pardon from President Trump.
In Britain, the heat is on at Wimbledon, officially the hottest opening day ever for the tennis tournament, with temperatures hitting 93 degrees at center court. Europe getting hit with a heat wave this week, including parts of Portugal and Spain. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale starts tomorrow with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well. Highs into the mid-80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Flags will fly at half-staff across Wisconsin for a slain police officer. Governor Tony Evers issuing the order Monday in honor of Milwaukee Police Department officer Kendall Quarter, killed in the line of duty at age 32. A second officer was wounded. A 22-year-old man was arrested in connection to the shooting. Firefighters from several Washington County departments responded to a train derailment and diesel spill Monday morning in Hartford. Hartford Fire Rescue Chief Tony Burgard says three Wisconsin Southern engines and 19 of 50 cars being pulled overturned. Three Wisconsin Southern crew suffered minor injuries. A father and son have been arrested in connection to what police in Green Bay call the suspicious death of a 2-year-old boy last week. Charges pending against 21-year-old James Vanderleest and 48-year-old David Vanderleest. Wisconsin Radio Network.
We're fired up for the 4th at Fleet Farm with deals that'll help you celebrate in style. Save $200 on a Traeger Woodridge Pellet Grill. On sale now for $699.99. Stay hydrated with 8 packs of Gatorade, 2 for $15. And get 1 gallon 4-packs of Liquid Pool Shock for just $14.99. Get ready for Independence Day with these specials and more at your local Fleet Farm. And check out all the items in our weekly ad, backed by our best price guarantee at fleetfarm.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durant. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. First responders on Saturday had to come to the rescue of 6 people in distress on the Chippewa River. 2 people on floating tubes near the Lake Street Bridge were aided by members of the Eau Claire Fire Department. Then separately, a group of 4 people, also on tubes, were rescued near the UW-Eau Claire footbridge. Authorities say that high water levels on the river have the ability right now to make for hazardous conditions. Over $135,000 has been raised so far for the family of a man killed in a tire explosion in Wabasha County. The Wabasha County Sheriff's Department said personnel were called to Lake City after a tire being worked on exploded last week, killing Joshua Motshig Jr. The GoFundMe created to support his wife Heather and their 4 children has set a goal of $140,000. Crews began the demolition of the Zorn Arena and Brewer Hall on Friday on the UW-Eau Claire campus. The area was originally opened in 1952, and the 84,000-square-foot section of campus will now be redeveloped into a green space that will include a pedestrian walkway. The demolition and construction of the green space should be completed by September. Plans to reopen St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls continues to move forward and ahead of schedule. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative agreed to purchase the facility in March and had 90 days afterward to decide if they wanted to move forward with the purchase. Co-op members say they will and have moved the timeline to open the facility again in August. The space will be a temporary location until the co-op opens a new hospital in Lake Halley. That's scheduled to be opened in 2027. The body of a Wisconsin Dells man who went missing in the Wisconsin River earlier this spring has been recovered. The Wisconsin Dells Police Department says remains belonging to 20-year-old Francisco DiFilippo were recovered in the Newport Beach area yesterday afternoon. The Chicago man was boating with his grandfather and another person when the vessel capsized back on April 3rd. The third person on the boat was able to swim to shore, but DeFilippo and his grandfather did not survive. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A fire destroyed a trailer and garage in the town of Naples early Sunday morning. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a person driving by the home noticed the fire, stopped, and helped get the family out of the home on Pheasant Trail. Mondovi firefighters were able to keep the fire from spreading into the home. The fire did destroy the trailer, including a Ford Model T. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Multiple people are recovering from injuries suffered in a large-scale fight that happened early Sunday in Arcadia. Police say a fight involving 20 to 30 people broke out just after 1 a.m. at the Memorial Park Pavilion. Reports say that one person involved was armed with a machete. That individual was later arrested. The Chippewa Valley Regional Airport has seen a 9% increase in passenger traffic so far this year. According to airport officials, the increase can be attributed to United Airlines offering two flights a day to Chicago and Sun Country Airlines offering seasonal flights to vacation destinations like Fort Myers, Florida. The airport has also seen an increase in private planes using the airport. Charges will be moving forward against a Hudson man accused of killing his wife. Police performing a welfare check at a home on Nemecagon Street back in March found the victim dead at the scene. During a preliminary hearing on Friday, it was determined that charges against 54-year-old Chad Hayworth, including first-degree intentional homicide, would move forward and he would be held over for trial. While Republicans grapple over the state budget, Democrats have been watching from the sidelines. On WYSN's Up Front, Milwaukee State Senator LaToya Johnson says that they're firm on voting against the Republican proposals. Johnson said even approval from Governor Tony Evers may not be enough for Senate Democrats who want to ensure a good deal for their constituents. With at least two Senate Republicans signaling no votes, Republican leadership would need Democratic support to get the budget ready by the end of today. The Joint Finance Committee met late Friday night to improve some budget items, but much more needs to be completed before it can come to the floor for a vote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We Energies is looking for the utility company's next safe digging ambassador. A new pooch will be featured in an online campaign for the 811 Safe Digging Hotline later this summer. We Energy customers who would like to participate should take photos of their dogs digging or in their favorite place to dig and submit them at weenergies.com by July 10th. The winner for the campaign last year was Idaline, a one-year-old German Shepherd from Hartford. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait 1 sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payoff via virtual prepaid card allow 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
Elliot victorious at Wild Atlanta Finish. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
The Brewers try to put that behind them. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. It was an ugly finish to an otherwise stellar homestand for the Brewers. A ninth inning, two-out game-tying home run from former Brewer Orlando Arcia, helping lift baseball's worst team by far. The Rockies passed the Brewers on Sunday. That's baseball. It happens, but it ruined what could have been a welcomed sweep. The crew off tonight. They'll open up a three-game series against the Mets tomorrow. New York has been reeling the last several weeks, having gone just 3-13 since June 13th. In the Central tonight, two games. St. Louis is at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati is at Boston. A Wisconsin sports legend has passed away. Hall of Fame horse trainer Dwayne Lucas has died at age 89. Lucas, born in Antigo, college educated at Madison, taught high school in La Crosse, and then went into horse racing. His horses won 4 Kentucky Derbies, the Preakness 7 times, and 4 Belmont Stakes. And former Marquette guard and Brookfield native David Joplin will play for the Bucks Summer League team. The Summer League starts July 10th. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio.
Attention Badger State boaters. You need to be aware that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has increased law enforcement plan for this upcoming holiday weekend. Operation Drywater will run July 4th to the 6th and kick off in Green Bay. More details when we return, but first, You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin DNR will join law enforcement agencies nationwide for Operation Dry Water, an annual campaign to prevent boating while impaired to keep water safe for all during the July 4th to 6th holiday weekend. Boating under the influence is illegal in Wisconsin. Impairment from alcohol or drugs significantly increases the risk of incidents, injuries, and fatalities. DNR conservation wardens and local law enforcement will be out on state lakes and rivers for Operation Dry Water, sharing education about safe boating while watching for operators who may be impaired or causing safety problems for themselves and others. Operation Dry Water promotes a zero-tolerance policy for alcohol on the water, meaning they encourage everyone on the boat, not just the operator, to remain sober. Learn more about the campaign on the Operation Dry Water website. Link to it via dnr.wisconsin.gov. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-517-9383. That's 800-517-9383. 800-517-9383.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid 80s.
Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
The surprise might be there wasn't a surprise when we talked this USDA report out today. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson's joining us today. Sam, of course, is with Corn Belt Marketing. And really, you know, this is the report that everybody always talks about year after year, there's going to be some sort of surprise, and usually there is. And I joke that the surprise was that there wasn't one this year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we always continue to look at this as kind of a resetting of those benchmarks. You know, obviously we get those in March, then we see how spring weather goes. And so I think the trade's been anxious to maybe get a reshuffling of the deck here anyway, so we can kind of put some of these things that have been looming, you know, over us behind us. You know, the delivery period for the July contracts, you know, with first notice day there, and taking those off the board, obviously, with plenty of old crop stocks around, even though those continue to dwindle. But when you look at these across the board, Susan, as you mentioned, I mean, there's just not enough change anywhere, stocks or acres. And so it doesn't provide a lot of fresh fodder for the market. We saw that with the reaction, really not much of one. But it doesn't mean we still can't look into, you know, what it means. And me personally, what I'm looking at this point is the fact that we didn't come in over the top on either of these from an area standpoint. I think we only go in, you know, nowhere but backwards here, because I would strongly argue that harvested acres as a percentage for corn and beans this year is going to be lower than what we normally see because of some of the late conditions. And when you look at soybeans, you know, we gained a pretty decent chunk in some of these areas, but where we did it was all the wet spots. South Dakota up 2%. You had North Dakota, I think, up 6.5%, Kansas 2.5%, Wisconsin 8%. Some of these areas where we did shift to soybeans, you have to kind of question what the conditions are like. And if we'll see a reduction in harvested area there as well.
So as we look at this, no real knee-jerk reaction. Do we just go back to markets trading on a weather feel once again?
I believe so. And now I think what it does change, though, is you know, we didn't, again, I mentioned we didn't come in over the top. So these existing market shorts, if you can't find any fodder to continue to push it lower, they may kind of gravitate towards, you know, just getting out anyways and reducing that exposure. And so I think that's the bright spot here for the short term. I think this amplifies just a little bit, Susan, if we were to go back to like a hot, dry forecast, because no one's going to be thinking, well, we'll make it up an area. As I mentioned, I actually think you're going to probably eventually see this harvested area go down as a percentage. I just don't know how quickly we will touch that. And we've had just enough good out there with the bad that it's been hard to really, you know, banter much about yield, at least thus far.
So how much has, you know, President Trump and the talks, you know, were stopped with Canada, and then last night Canada says, nope, we want to come back to the table and talk, knowing that July 9th is just around the corner. Do we see that weighing in on our grains at all this week?
It could, but this has been something that we've been toying with, you know, for several months now. And throughout that process, you know, keep in mind our old crop marketing year, corn and beans both, but especially on corn, have continued to beat expectations. And that's true ever since last September, October, right at harvest there. And so there's some things you just cannot change. You can be fearful what the future, you know, says, but in the meantime, the present is telling us other things. And so as we continue to dwindle down those old crop stocks, these acres numbers only necessitate, you know, that trend yield if we're going to keep our balance sheets together. Keep in mind too, you know, this is the time last year where we started to see China, you know, you get into that mid late July timeframe where they really started to buy considerably more U.S. beans. And I think we're going to see kind of a latency in that program again this year, but that doesn't mean it's going to go away. We know Brazil's got big crops, but thus far we've continued to stay in the game fighting. And I would also be willing to wager at some point here across the Midwest that you could find a tighter cash market here because so much selling was done on the front end in February, March. And so many of these end users have coverage until they realize they don't.
Livestock side, higher cattle taking place after really starting out this morning struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually kind of surprised what the feeders did here today. You know, we got that data, you know, on the acreage. I kind of thought that might lend a little bit of pressure on that market, or at least keep some on it, or keep it leashed. But when you're continuing to trade, you know, this healthy discount to the cash market, it's a little easier to see things rally. And what I'm really watching here now in those feeders is to see what that August-September spread does here as we get closer to delivery of that contract in a couple of months here, and what those cash prices can do comparatively speaking.
Do you see any other excitements or things we should be watching for this shortened trade week, knowing the 4th of July is on Friday?
Well, I do. You know, I go back to those acres numbers. You know, we have that new benchmark now. Didn't come in over the top. Those that are short may have been hoping for that. The fact that we haven't pressed lower, we'll see if we can see that short covering. But I think one of the biggest things is what it normally is, and that is, what do these forecasts look like? Because there is a decent, you know, chunk of the central corn belt here. They're talking about heat. I'm not going to sit here and put any money on that. You know, these forecasters haven't been good any more than like 4 or 5 days out. But we can still extrapolate, you know, what if that happens? You got central Illinois, northern Illinois, basically the I-80 corridor from Indianapolis to Davenport that's pretty short on moisture here, particularly in the last 2 weeks. And that's right when we've gotten this spell of heat. I will tell you, we've got a lot of, April planted corn around here. The tassels are starting to come out, which means water usage is also going to uptick. So if you can create, a little bit of chaos in some of these weather scenarios here into mid-July, I still think you could chase some of these shorts out. And we're low enough in price here that if that happens, Susan, initially, the producer side of things, no one's going to be interested in selling a 10 or 15 cent rally. We're going to have to put a little bit more on top of it before anyone gets interested or tick some more time off the clock. So I think that's the opportunity if there are any. But again, I think it's rooted in the idea that this harvested area probably goes down. And then if we have to reduce yield on top, it'll be a more frisky or spicy environment, if you want to say that.
All right. Sounds good. Sam Hudson joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that has been the Monday Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th, for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets Monday at Elsivia Durand. Cash corn 369, July 369, August 372, new crop 366. Cash beans 945, July 945, August 950, new crop 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 390.5, August 379.25, September 379.25, new crop 375.5. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 391, August 394, new crop 378. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 369, new crop 375. Cash beans 954, new crop 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 371, new crop 375, cash and new crop beans 942. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 391, August 391, September 382, new crop 386. Cash beans 983, August 983, September 965, new crop 965. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 367, August 370, new crop 372, cash beans 960, new crop 961. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 237, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 212, market cows 120 to 150, bulls 150 to 196, calves 300 to 1520, beef steers 180 to 600, Holstein steers 180 to 600, sheep markets light lambs 245 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 130 and down, rams 95 and down, goat markets does 215 and down, bucks 360 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. While the USDA's quarterly grain stocks and acreage reports might drive headlines today, livestock traders have been digging into the details of last week's quarterly hogs and pigs report. The hog herd is growing, and I'll have more details when we return.
Joining me now to talk about agronomy for your acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions is Jeremy Leniger. He's a sales manager with Nutrien there in Vandalia, Illinois. And Jeremy, rain was a challenge, I know, in your neck of the woods early on. How have things developed as the growing seasons move forward?
The week right before Easter, we had a week to run, and we were able to get a lot accomplished, but it was a short time span, and it was fairly early.
What's the next important pass for the growers in your neck of the woods?
So the majority of the corn right now in our area is between that V4, V5 stage, but we're getting ready to make that second pass of herbicide application. And whenever we're making that herbicide application, one of the things that I want my growers to know is that I would rather them be proactive instead of reactive. With these wetter conditions that we've received, that can be a breeding ground for disease. So I highly recommend a fungicide application at this pass.
Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me.
Folks, you can learn more by visiting NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, according to the USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report, released last Thursday, the U.S. hog herd reached 75.1 million head as of June 1st. It's a slight increase from last year and about 1% higher than just 3 months ago. Breaking down the numbers, market hogs made up 69.2 million head, which was nearly 0.5% higher than June of last year, while the breeding inventory declined slightly, with the number of sows now sitting just under 6 million head, and that's down about 0.5% from this time last year. The USDA did point out some big gains in certain weight classes, particularly for hogs weighing between 120 and 179 pounds. At 15.26 million head, this category rose nearly 0.5% from last year, which was higher than industry's expectations. Lee Schulz, the chief economist with Ever.ag, noted this specific group caught the market off guard, saying, quote, "This was a little surprising, especially considering these hogs will hit slaughter mid-July through August. It was above pre-report expectations by about 1.6%, suggesting the potential for slightly higher pork availability than initially forecast." Another significant point in the report, record productivity. From March through May, producers weaned just over 34.1 million pigs. That's up 1.3% from the same period a year ago. The number of pigs saved per litter also hit a record high, currently averaging 11.75 piglets, which marks the fourth consecutive quarterly record for the productivity of each sow's litter. The report also gave some insights into future production plans. Hog producers say they intend to farrow just under 3 million sows in the June through August time period, which would be a little bit below the same period last year. However, they also plan a modest increase in farrowings over the fall, which could be a signal for cautious optimism about pork demand later this year and early into 2026. I'll have more details when we return.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231. 2000.
Thursday's Hogs and Pigs report also included a state-by-state breakdown of the herd size, and Iowa remains the leader in hog production, holding steady at nearly 25 million head. Minnesota is second at 9.3 million, followed by North Carolina with 7.8 million hogs. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stray shower storm this evening, otherwise mostly clear and a low in the low 60s tonight. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Another slight storm chance Wednesday and Thursday. A little more humidity as well, highs into the mid 80s.
Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof and see the world through. Bartender, hit me again. Don't wanna think about her. I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar. Can't sing without her. So make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up, light 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses, cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Peace out. Same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I don't mind. She kicks them up strong, serves me up right. Another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Take
first heard your heartbeat, it had only been 8 weeks. Standing there, staring at that screen, was the first time you ever scared me. God knows, I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but good news, we got her to get through it. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you'll learn how to be a lady. Just how to be a lady. Make you laugh till you cry, but she can make your tears dry. And when you get your heart broke by the wrong guy, she can make it right. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her every move. You can always run to daddy, you'll always be my baby. But look at her, baby girl, and you learn how to be a lady. Mm-mm. Just how to be a lady. Whoa. She'll hear you, she'll hold you, she'll help you through, she'll fix you and me too. I hope you look just like your mama and love her like I do. You'll see close to perfect patience if you watch her. Be a lady. Just how to be a lady.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Life ain't all that easy, I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A. But that's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot, I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. When I look around
worse off than me. So I just thank the good Lord and ask him, please give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray, and give me one more chance. I learned to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Give me one more day. Show me the way. And give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
Couldn't roll me a seven if you gave me loaded dice. I couldn't draw a hand if I sat here all night. Scared money, bad whiskey. There ain't no way to win. But this ain't the first time, it's the way it's always been. And you know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart. Don't care when you're down, just like the lights of the casino.